hell is with Eccleston anyway? That f***er, like, he wants to do one movie of something, or one thing, and then he's like done. He's like, oh, I'm too good for it now. What the f*** is that?
Fair, he probably is better than G.I. Joe.
Well,
I would say.
I mean, the dude isn't getting invited back for 50th anniversary of Doctor Who. He didn't.
Really?
He wasn't in the second. No.
No, he was invited. He said no.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Exactly.
Really?
Like, oh, I'm too good to be in the 50th anniversary
of
Doctor Who.
So it's just going
to
be.
That guy from the Fox movie said yes, but he said no.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really?
Yes.
So, oh, wow. I guess,
yeah.
I guess 10's going to be back too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, 8's been doing a lot of the Big Finish audio story stuff for years.
Yeah. So, I mean,
said no to that. That sucks.
It looks like it's probably going to be.
Instead, they're going to
focus.
Insert footage from a episode that was canceled by a writer's strike.
Wow.
Or no, technician strike, I guess.
That kind of sucks.
That's not the force to be in it anyway. We can't make you record new footage, but we got all the other stuff we already own.
Well, that sounds like Saban.
Well, that's how they put Tom Baker in the Five Doctors.
Yeah, because he didn't want to do it either.
He didn't want to do it, so instead they used footage from a canceled serial that was never finished because of a strike.
And then they took him away like they did with in the Three Doctors. Like they did with Hartnell's character, where it was like, oh, he's sort of away in a thing. You know,
well, except when the Three Doctors, Hartnell was actually doing stuff for it.
Sort of. I mean, they had him in like a, they had him like sitting
they had
in
him,
a chair.
They actually went out and they actually did new footage for him. That wasn't the case with Baker. They used old unused stuff.
Right, but what I'm saying is they had him sitting in a chair and they had him pre-recorded.
Right.
Like, you know, reading lines off a card because he couldn't remember them, so. It wasn't.
Didn't he die like right after that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it wasn't too much later. And then they had a completely different actor for Five Doctors playing.
And he died not long after.
Yeah. So.
Tom Baker's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody from Tom Baker on is still alive, I believe.
What about the first Doctor?
That's Hartnell.
That's Hartnell. Yeah.
What about Tom Baker?
So is the sound
power
is
chamber
the gun?
Is in the power chamber's in the basement. The sound is in the gun.
Is it in the gun or is it in the belt?
It's in the gun.
Well, technically, there's not any sound in the belt.
Oh God!
Dragon time. Sit up.
This is Superhero Times. With XV.
Let's stick it in this hole.
Hey, Mickey.
That's totally not going to be an intro quote ever.
Paladin. Ken.
It's Fap.
JD Church.
It's not Wizard Gavon.
And Fort Max.
Obviously, it's how they do it in the motherland.
Yeah, it's not like it could get worse, right?
Of course it can get worse, because this is superhero time.
It can always get worse.
It can always get worse when I just jump right into the show after somebody says something leading.
Hi!
Yeah, Ken's back this week.
Sorry.
After his
last show?
After his brief cold start only appearance last week.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, wait a second. When I was listening to that, I was like, wait, that's from last week.
Ah, the magic of editing.
So I was searching for Kamen Rider apps on the Android store the other day. And it brought up our app, which I wasn't even aware that we had a Superhero Time app.
We do.
I just don't promote it. Yeah.
There's an app that f***s with your mother?
There's an app for that.
You make them listen to it, yeah.
An app to make them listen to f***ing your mother?
There's an app for that.
Well, I need to get an Android phone now.
Dix, there's an app for that.
What's alarming? Is it said that the app had over 500 downloads?
Yeah, I know. See, I wonder how many of the Fanboy Versus app has.
What's wrong with you people?
Less.
Thanks.
In fairness, JD, you walked into that one.
Well,
so,
you know.
So is someone going to go actually look and see what the number of Fanboy Versus app downloads is?
I'm looking right now.
Can we trust you to say the right answer?
Yes.
No. Well, it depends what answer. Depends what
that's
he
a beautiful thing, though. I'm on both shows, so it's like, you know, I win either way.
If you're on Superhero Time, you lose.
I was going to say, there's no winning on this show.
Where does it say how many? Oh, how many? How many for Superhero Time? Oh, God. Wow, that's sad.
That bad?
I need to promote this app a little bit, apparently.
Okay. Answer?
It says 50 plus.
Oh. Oh my god.
So
now, no matter how much we suck, we can always take comfort that we are better than Fanboy Versus.
So now you said that Superhero Time app has over 500 downloads, right?
Well, that's what I remember. May I misread it?
And Fanboy Versus.
Someone
has,
check that.
Fanboy Versus has, what, 50 plus, you said?
It says 50 plus.
So the Superhero Time app actually has 10 times as many downloads as the Fanboy Versus app.
Now, hey, 500 is over 50, so...
Yeah, you installed
500 downloads. What the f***? How is that even remotely f***ing possible?
I didn't even know it existed.
What? 500,000 is a pretty large number of range, you know. It could be 501 and still fall in that range.
Yeah. And what's the upper range on the 50? Probably 50 to 100, sadly.
Yeah, 50 to 100.
This sound quality's gotten terrible all of a sudden.
It's just you.
Is it just me this time?
Hey, no, I think it's actually me this time.
Probably.
Everyone sounds fine to me, so...
Process of elimination says...
RFC's app is at 1,000 to 5,000.
God. Apparently, I need to promote that app a little bit.
Apparently, I don't need to promote my app.
I think you're good.
Apparently not.
Just renamed the app to the Chris McFeely app.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's basically what it is. You know, Chris McFeely's like, yeah, let's just not do a show this week. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Because he wanted to go watch Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated.
I know, man. I don't know what the deal with that is, but he's like hardcore.
I've watched a couple.
Derek Wyatt.
Well, I watched a couple episodes of it the other day. It's actually pretty good. I was surprised.
It could be amazing. And
let me put it this way. There is an ongoing story arc in
what?
Scooby.
In Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
frightening.
From the first episode to the last episode.
Wow. Scooby-Doo, 50, Friendship is Magic.
52 episodes.
Yeah.
No.
I saw that meme picture again that had, like, the different games and then the target audience and the actual audience. And, where it was, like, Battlefield and it was, like, target audience and it looked like a teenage guy, actual, you know, gamers, kid. You know, Pokemon, target audience, it's the same kid. Actual players, and it was like an older dude, and then it was the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. It showed this little girl, and then the actual audience, it was this pimply faced dude.
All right,
like, well, yeah, that's pretty much what that is.
Showed the Fanboy Versus audience,
pretty much.
Both of them.
They don't have an audience. They've only been downloaded 50 times.
The actual audience of Fanboy Versus would be a blank photo.
Now, it could be, though, that maybe my listeners just aren't very tech savvy.
You know, just like this empty chair in front of a desk.
Maybe,
with that,
maybe
there's no computer
maybe
ad or anything.
Maybe his listeners are iPhone users.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. Maybe my listeners...
That's not something to be proud of.
So, not really. But it gives me an excuse, so I'm going to go with it.
Maybe they're Windows Phone users.
God, they
shit.
Who has a Windows Phone? I think like two people, maybe.
I don't know anybody that does.
The same people that bought a Zune.
Yeah. How well did that go for them?
The people who bought a Zune? Pretty well if they got it on clearance, I guess.
You can get those things cheap. I remember those first Zunes that came out, and it was like, what are they doing? They're not
the
even.
Colors. They're like brown and like puke.
Oh yeah, it was like. God, I don't
they,
know.
Who, they were who... colored like a Mac, like a 80s Mac that had been left out in the sun for too long.
God, yeah. It was like, who does the marketing over at Microsoft? Like, what the hell?
Probably the same people who did the graphic design for Windows 8.
God. I have not heard a good thing. Not heard a good thing.
I just wanted to, like, do a mod to Windows 8 to replace the font they use with Comic Sans, just to make it complete.
No. But it doesn't also crash often enough to have the full Windows Millennium Edition experience.
Oh, Millennium Edition. Oh, the sting.
And of course, you got all these rumors now about the next Xbox supposedly being always online.
Oh, yeah.
And blocking used games.
That went so well for SimCity.
Yeah, I know, right? And Diablo 3. And...
It's fine on Diablo 3. I don't...
Now. Well, it's fine. Microsoft didn't need to be a major player in the next console generation anyway.
Yeah, they could just hand everything straight over to Sony since Nintendo's not doing anything.
I heard an analogy that it's like Sony and Xbox are like trading places, you know. Like Sony has finally got, you know, their hand on the pulse of like
Sony
what's going on in developers.
Sony's
got their finger on the prostate of America.
It's just that Sony has pissed people off less so far.
Yeah.
Emphasis, so far.
So far.
Because everybody's forgotten.
But I can't wait to share videos of my game playing with my friends.
Everyone's forgotten about that little PSN thing at this point.
I haven't quite forgotten.
Oh, and the entire other OS thing.
Yeah, people forgot that too.
Yeah, but who gives a shit about f***ing Linux or Unix on a PS3? Honestly. Nerds! That's who. Nerds.
Okay.
I can't argue with this.
Oh, I mean...
I assume also Stargate Command.
It's a Stargate.
Okay. We're back to...
It's more that I can't remember what the actual agency is that's located in the place that was... That's the Stargate Command used as their base of operation, so I'm just going with Stargate Command.
It's NORAD.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh.
What? They essentially...
And no joke, Stargate Command was actually in the basement under NORAD.
Don't start this shit again.
But yes, NORAD essentially went to the cheap on getting a supercomputer and built it out of a ton of PlayStation 3s.
Oh,
wired them up as a supercomputer.
If it's good enough for our National Aerospace Defense Program, that's good enough for me.
Hey, I mean, that Celebrand processor was pretty cool, and then Sony
Except
went...
Except now, they're kind of f***ed when the systems break down because they'd have to use custom firmware and stuff now because can't use Linux on the actual official stuff.
That's probably the nerdiest conversation we've had on this show.
Want to bet?
Well, I'm saying not geeky. I'm being distinct. Like it's so, you know, that's like, probably even more so than encoding. Like,
yeah,
you know, so anyway, we should talk about like news or something to like make up for how completely nerdy or whatever
this,
that was.
This was
news? That's going to be less nerdy.
Well, there's a little bit. Of news, I guess.
It's geeky. That's different.
Totally.
New figure arts of Sentai.
Yes. Akiba Ranger Season 2 shows off a bunch of new Super Sentai figure arts. Who's the rest of the Jetman, the rest of Zia Ranger, Dia Ranger, Kiba Ranger, and Hurricane Red.
Yes.
Well, Ryu Ranger, we haven't seen the other four of the main Dai Rangers, so...
Yeah,
well,
so we have Dai Red instead.
Ryu and we're missing the three Bokengers, too, so they're not complete yet.
Although they should
But hey.
No.
Kiba Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even money bet that one comes to America, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep. With PR packaging.
I'm so excited.
Okay,
I want the rest of the Jetman in a 4-pack.
Well, okay, here's the
4-pack.
3-pack?
3-pack.
Tomashi Nations on Twitter hinted at a Figure Arts 4-pack coming up.
That's got to be the Zyu Rangers.
I'm thinking that too, yeah.
Yeah, because on there.
Oh, yeah, 3-pack.
We have two of the Jetman already.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
There's only five of them.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
There's a 6th Jetman, wasn't there?
No.
There wasn't a green?
No, it doesn't count.
His actual color was never stated in the actual story. It was only green in a piece of artwork done for the collected volume.
That counts.
Yeah, but that's
the one that was totally collected.
An obscure thing like that would just be like a festival exclusive somewhere.
Yeah.
Make it perfect for a 4-pack that costs $500.
You know, with as quickly as he answered that, I think he's channeling Nobuo.
Hey, it's more that I actually worked, that I was doing some quality stuff, control stuff on there.
Oh, I know. It's just like, you answered that like fast.
And really, you didn't think Fort Max has already been channeling Akagi?
No, this is true.
But yeah, I would totally take a 4-pack of those Z Ranger, whoever they are.
I'm going to pick up the Bokinger 2-pack just because it's easy to get.
And a 4-pack would probably work well for the rest of the Die Rangers if and when they get to them.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, if they have the body.
But I have to get the rest of
them. Can you imagine a figure arts Rita Repulsa?
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
It'd be worse than the Samurai figure, right?
Yeah, it'd be a zero, though.
You know, it's funny how much that figure is now clogging shelves.
You must have finally looked at it.
No, it's like I have a Target that's basically half the PR figures that are out.
Yeah, nobody wants to like it right here.
All Rita's.
Wow, that's really bad.
Well, let's see how I could see a Makio Soga figure actually doing pretty well in Japan because it's Makio Soga.
Until some kid puts both his eyes out with her.
Well, that's Japan. They don't care that much.
That's not going to be a problem in Japan. They don't care.
I think my eyes just melted.
Did lightning hit the microphone or something?
Jesus.
Like, have you ever seen Comrade Double Fang Joker, for instance? I don't think they'd have a problem with Bandora. Wow. That was amazing.
What happened?
Nothing.
It sounded like you were in a digital blender.
It sounded like a Cylon voice being Cyloned.
Am I still doing it?
No,
it's okay for now.
Well, shit.
I almost did, dude. It was pretty crazy.
So I guess you didn't hear what I said at all then, huh?
No, I could
not all of it.
I couldn't even catch that one.
Wow. Okay. SIC Rita that changes into her son Vulcan character.
Ah, yes.
Ooh. But would it also change it to the Denji Man version of her son Vulcan character?
Yes.
What about from
Queen Hedorah, that's what it was.
Yes.
What about from Magi Ranger?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Spielbon?
No.
Sure.
Don't be silly.
No.
What about Dr. Kate?
Excuse me?
Dr. K from RPM?
No, Dr. Kate, who killed Tackle.
Nah, I don't really want to acknowledge Stronger.
So you don't want SIC?
She only voiced Dr. Kate, so...
You don't want SIC Boyan Thong?
God, that would be so horrifying.
It's like a Tanuku
Man figure, only small.
So, were we talking about news?
Yeah, also, Akiba Ranger figure art reissues. In June and July, plus Delu Knight's also out in July, but he's web exclusive.
Wait, no, reissues? Reissues or remolds?
No, it's the remolds.
Little of both.
I was going to say, reissues, you can get those. They're still all over the place.
Yeah.
Because basically, they just changed the helmets and added that stupid baby thing to Akiba Red.
And Akiba Blue has garters.
Baby thing? Is that what it is?
It's a hug pillow.
It's hugging pillow armor.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's...
Is that swear filtered?
It should be.
Yes. Let's go with that.
If so, the Japanese beat us to it.
I was so excited when I got to show one of the guys at the shop the new Akiba Ranger armor for Red and say, like, see that? He's like, what is that? And I like showed it. He's like, oh. Whoa. I was like, I know, it's amazing, right?
I wish it was subbed. It's such a good episode.
I can't wait.
Well, it was good if it's not been subbed.
I watched it raw!
He always watches it raw.
That's cheating.
No, it's not.
Kent loves going in raw.
Apparently.
It's very dangerous behavior.
Yeah, well.
Well, he did volunteer for this show after listening to it.
Yeah. Can I say? yeah.
Oh, also, Bluefin has picked up Classic Rider 1, V3, and the Shocker Grunt, which they're calling Combat Man.
It's only $30.
$30. Yeah. I could get 4 of those.
That would be great for people who want to.
What's the difference between Classic V3 and, well, V3?
It's supposed to look like the one from the show. It's
one hangs out with Lockdown.
There's like weird color. The colors are very
strange. Well, yeah, because I'm guessing the initial versions of Rider 1, 2, and V3 were probably based on the more recent movies and stuff.
Yeah.
So when are we getting Black Helmeted Rider 2 then?
Well, September. I guess RX through Deno's, more accurately. So,
yeah. So I like that better.
Oh.
So yeah, Combat.
Yeah. Heck yeah, $30. That's awesome.
Yeah, I pre-ordered 3 of them.
I need one for each of my existing legendary riders, so I can have them kicking one in the face.
Well, then why don't you just pre-order 7 of them?
Because I don't have any money right now. So I gotta sell.
Well, you'll have 7 eventually.
Because I got to sell my Transformers now.
I gotcha.
So if anyone would like to buy stuff from the Unicron trilogy.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, remember you still owe me that Starscream.
I do.
With the Supreme Starscream?
Yeah.
Do I have Starscream with sour cream?
I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, I'm going to hot glue it for you. Don't you worry.
And don't forget the tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I want to know, but I don't want to know.
Well, see, when you get a Taco Supreme, they add sour cream and tomatoes to it.
Right.
So a Supreme Starscream.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And sour cream is also a euphemism for semen.
Yes.
So when you put them all together.
Wait.
You get Starscream with semen and tomatoes on them.
Wait. Semen is what we've been meaning all this time when we were talking about sour cream?
Yeah, semen, like what you build driveways out of and painting off.
Totally.
I thought you made driveways out of asphalt, by which I mean butt cracks.
Well, either semen or asphalt.
Could you do both?
Yes, but it gets very messy.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what just happened.
You know, sometimes you do have the asphalt as a, support.
Yeah. For the what?
Yeah.
For the semen?
Well, yeah. Sometimes you'll have a asphalt base to keep stuff from shifting.
Right. That way it gives a clear channel for the semen.
Yes.
Just so you can smooth out the poop deck.
Right.
But where do the tomatoes come in?
Well.
Oh, dear.
If you go bareback. What? You go in.
Why are you bringing horse riding into this?
You go in the asphalt raw.
And then you feed the horse sour cream.
Yes.
The whore?
Sour cream, fresh from the horse.
Horse fresh from the horse's, well, I guess not mouth, right?
Well, I guess it depends on the horse.
Well, you could put sour cream
if it's hot and spicy sour cream.
Someone help us.
News?
Someone save us.
Okay, speaking of buttholes, we should probably address the latest Kyoryuger rumors.
Okay.
The next big Megazord. Interesting segue, Paladin.
Wow.
The next big Megazord for them is number 9, which will be the Plesiosaur from Kyoru Violet.
So has everybody seen the drawing, the concept drawing of this?
They are adorable as usual.
Is it just me, or does the dinosaur mode of that have a, you know,
something
appearance
on this show?
Man.
I'm not saying it looks like a dildo, but...
I mean,
but it will probably be sitting in the drawer next to Team Bullet Train. God.
I wonder if it has like a gyro action of some sort. God. some little girl in Japan is going to be opened up to a whole new world after she gets that toy.
Wow.
Well, it is battery powered. There's also concept art for the other big combination with the upcoming Brontosaur, but that's less fun.
Well, unless you count the Brontosaur neck as being a giant dildo that extends downward.
Yeah. That looks... Yeah. Man.
Brontocock.
God, it is a Brontocock, isn't it?
That's now it. You can't unsee it.
No.
Brachiomegazord is very happy to see you.
Man.
Look at it. It's smiling.
Yay. It's got that sort of, like, post-coitus sort of half-grin.
I like how the nasal hole in the top comes like a crazy eye.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
What I'm curious about is why it has Ramjet's head, though.
Yeah.
Because he's in the clan.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, that's Pope Man. It's not Ramjet.
It's Jamrat.
Isn't Ramjet a pope?
In that case, where's Cardinal?
Concept art is amazing, though.
Yes. It's always fascinating to see what they can come up with.
You know, if these all end up combining together into one enormous thing, it's going to be pretty...
One on the left makes me think of Saw Sword.
Okay.
Probably well, it does stand at the top of, dildos.
Oh, man.
Dildos and scuba gear. Because apparently that's a thing.
Well, if you're going to
go in... It is now.
If you're going to go in, you need... some way to breathe. So,
yeah, nothing's worse than having to
and
stop.
And then they'll have this butler throw away a dildo that's been passed down through the family for generations because it betrayed him by jumping out of his hand.
What?
Wow. I'm just, I think the part that I stopped was that dildo passed down the generation.
Well, we're playing dildo with fork, and that's a thing that actually happened in Kabuto.
This dildo has been in our family for 15 generations. It's just like a pencil. It started out as a large stick.
JD, remind me to find a video for you after we're done here.
Okay.
The Kabuto dub?
No.
Because it just makes me think about like the dildos that they had in like ancient Rome, like that they talked about in... what was that? Which Greek play was that where... all the women withhold sex to keep the guys from going to war.
Wasn't that all of them?
I'm guessing it's more than one.
Wait, people had sex with women in ancient Rome?
Oh, yeah.
Occasionally.
Sometimes that did happen. Yeah. When they weren't having sex with each other. That did happen, too. They were much more relaxed and groovy about it back then, though. It was like, hey, Fred, let's go get a beer, and then... And they were like, oh, that sounds good.
So they went out into the middle of the street and did both.
And people watched. Like, that's amazing.
And then came the crabs.
Yeah.
That's why the bathhouses were so popular.
Yeah. Save this show. What are we talking about? Someone help us. Can you tell Amanda's going to be back tomorrow? Like, I'm at my wit's end.
Okay, last news for this week is the box set for Power Rangers Seasons 4 to 7, coming out also in July.
Or
and
Netflix.
How much is that going to run?
$91.
Or Netflix. You know what? With $91, you could almost have Netflix for an entire year.
Eh. But the important thing is this is done, so they can move on to the other seasons.
Yay.
So eventually we can finally get an RPM box set. We hope.
That'd be pleasant.
Now, except, probably they're going to, after they release the box set, they're probably also going to then release the individual volumes.
What?
Because on season 3, the season 3 set on its own is either recently out or almost out.
Mm, right. Yeah, so they'll have Zeo and Turbo and
yeah.
Space and Lost Galaxy.
But for the later seasons, they're going to release them all as one big box set. So if you want to get RPM, you have to have Operation Overdrive 2.
But probably. they're also going to do an individual re-release of Operation Overdrive since, you know, the Disney ones are out of print.
Oh, yeah, so they're going to re-release all the volumes of it?
Yeah.
One at a
yes.
time?
Yeah.
String it out.
Yeah.
Episodes 1 through 5, but not 4.
What? We'll have the RPM box set in time for the 25th anniversary.
Happy episodes, 2015, everyone.
Episodes 6 through 12, but not 10 or 11. What? And they released 4, 10, and 11. What? Each package has a big middle finger on the front. You fanboys.
No. It's a Build-A-Figure. But it has five. But it needs 5 parts. But there are only 4 volumes.
Oh.
So you get 4. So you get 2 arms and 2 legs.
Kind of reminds me. Why is Ultron in the Marvel Legends Iron Man 3 line?
They ran out of good characters.
Ultron War? Or no?
Because they've seen the old Marvel Legends Ultron.
Voltron?
No. Because they're all supposed to be for Iron Man 3, this current wave that's out, but then the next wave is all supposed to be for Iron Man 3 and has movie versions of Mark 42 and Iron Patriot, and then randomly Ultron. Like, okay.
Well, but yeah, but it's Age of Ultron right now, so.
I guess.
I keep hearing Voltron.
Okay, here's why. Because fans are demanding it because of this bullshit.
Oh.
Is this bullshit?
Holy shit! Okay, yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
That's the Marvel Legends Ultron they gave us.
Why is he on a goblin glider?
Yeah.
Why is he a f***ing dog?
The goblin glider's face looks more like Ultron than the
what?
F***ing hell!
What the hell is that?
And this was Toy Biz that did this to us. Not even Hasbro.
Well, Toy Biz is also the one that gave you the self-destructing Marvel Legends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Ultron and the Iron Man 3 line, I can deal with that. Move on.
I still don't understand why he has a goblin glider.
Because why the f*** not? That's why.
Oh my god, that's beautiful. Way possible.
God. I mean, I was talking about a figurative middle finger on the other box set, but that's like literal. Like, that's screw you all.
That is amazing. Yep. Okay. Wow.
Oh, what now, Fort Max?
Monster. Wow.
What the f***?
Bioman, ladies and gentlemen.
For the man.
For the man.
Wow.
For the
totally
man.
Totally for the man. Yeah.
I am so in love with them for putting out 4 episodes of Bioman in a week.
That's amazing.
I wonder if you're in a good mood.
I got to catch up on Cocky Ranger, too.
No, Bioman.
I haven't been watching Bioman actually.
You should. What the f- is wrong with you?
I'm gonna wait till it's like. I'm gonna wait till it's all done, and then I'll just marathon it. I want to save up some stuff to marathon for like the next time Amanda has a show, because I didn't have anything to marathon this time.
You could have marathon Fize.
And I could have cut my balls off. But I didn't do either.
No. You wouldn't cut his balls off. He'd get hit and they'd, like, fly off, and someone else would be using them for the next few weeks.
Or they'd land in a river.
Or they wouldn't be able to communicate with each other.
Yes, JD's balls would lose the ability to communicate with each other.
Lefty, balls lefty, not, are you there? Right, righty, balls. I can't hear you.
And then they'd start fighting.
Yeah.
These jokes would
and then
be
it'd be an episode of the Venture Brothers.
These jokes would be funnier if I knew anything about Fize. But I'm okay with that, so...
I think this is all you need to know about Fize, honestly.
Okay, right. Remember that episode of Jetman where the team was fighting with each other because they wouldn't tell each other their feelings?
Yeah.
Imagine a whole series that's that.
Oh, God. No. No.
Yeah. And see, Fize was also in a No Way series, so...
See, Fize...
There's a lot more death.
See, Fize, you know, they transform with cell phones, so the lack of communication is subtext.
Oh.
Yeah! Oh, God, somebody shoot me.
No,
yeah,
shoot
someone
in a way. Yeah. I probably have that already, but I'll mark it.
I think that's telling.
What does that say about the show?
A lot.
God.
Probably have that a couple times over, actually.
Okay, so speaking of shooting yourself, Megaforce?
Go, 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 Power Rangers!
use the Megaforce.
Yay.
I like this Megaforce, actually. It's
I like Megaforce in general.
It was a bit more consistent than last.
It's okay.
Last week was kind of, as JD described, all over the place.
Get more Greenpeace RoboCop.
Yes, I do. I honestly am enjoying how they're handling Robo Knight.
Okay, yeah. So JD, why don't you talk about the episode?
All right. So the kids start
with Noah's bullshit.
Oh God! Yeah, the kids are hanging out at the juice bar. And I gotta say, and I mentioned this on Twitter too, it's like, when the series was first, like, promoted, it was like, alright, cool, there's gonna be a science geek on this show. And it turns out he's not really a science geek, he's a pseudoscience geek, which makes me want to f***ing kill him.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Every time he says something like that, I can just picture JD's reaction to it.
Oh, I cringe. I'm just like, God, I hate you so
much. And I do like how everyone else looks at Noah like he's crazy every time he starts talking about this crap.
Oh, they're not wrong.
Scientists say dreams can foresee the future.
I'm like, ah! No,
intro quote.
That was what I was looking for. There we go.
Ah, you fucking bastard. Shut the fuck up. Fucking die.
But meanwhile, they're just busy talking about how much of a dick Robo Knight is.
Yeah, they're like, man, Robo Knight's a dick, isn't he? He's a total dick. Why didn't Gosei tell us about him? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because he's a fucking dick, and that's maybe why he didn't tell you. He made a fucking dick robot, okay?
Well, that would explain why Gia apparently wants to fuck him.
If you made a shitty robot that was fucking broken and you had hidden away for thousands of fucking years, would you, like, the first time you met a group of kids and you were trying to be, like, the cool fucking, like, god robot thing that, like, you know, was going to be protector of the universe, would you go, by the way, kids, a while back, I made a protector of the environment robot, and he went all fucking crazy and he's broken. Thanks. Like, what? Like, who the fuck would do that? Nobody. So anyway.
And Jake says, maybe he's just embarrassed.
Yeah, I think so. He's probably embarrassed. If you made a broken fucking robot, I don't think you'd go around town going, by the way, I'm the guy that made a broken fucking robot.
He might try to kill you.
Yeah, I will say this cast works. The cast works plays really well off each other.
I mean, shit, dude. I love this. I mean, the cast, I mean, they've really kind of grown on, especially the girl that plays Gia, like, in this episode, like, she kicks some ass this episode.
Yeah, apparently the cast decided that, go ahead and, like, rent a house together.
Did they really?
Apparently, yes. And yeah, they were advised not
to. They have a YouTube channel?
they seem to get along really well, so.
It comes across naturally.
Yeah, I mean, like,
just what you want.
It's pretty much like, it's like RPM levels of how well the cast plays off each other.
Yeah. Well, and that comes across, and I think that, I mean, yeah, it's just, I mean, they have fun together, and I mean, you got to think for these kids, it's like, you know, think about it. These kids, most of them don't know a world without Power Rangers. Think about that.
Pretty much. Oh, God.
Without Power Rangers, that sounds like a terrible episode.
That would be a really boring episode of Power Rangers. But anyway, so they sit around at the juice bar for a minute, and then they're like, yeah, okay. And then, I don't know, does somebody attack? Something happens.
Well, here's the thing. Remember how everybody keeps wondering when Vrak wanders off and how he's suddenly in armor? Well, they showed that this week.
Well, they showed
three episodes after they started it.
Yeah, but
yeah.
They basically showed him transforming into it as, like, what he does when he goes down to the planet, but I don't know that they really, like, explained it or anything.
Well, no, but but it is still a thing that, I mean, it could just be his battle armor. Okay.
Yeah, it's his traveling armor.
Yeah, but it's still something they showed. It's not just that they're randomly switching between scenes and, like, oh.
Well, I think, it's more of a post-hoc, but sure, we'll give it to him, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, still, it was still shown as more than some series would do.
Correct. Yeah, I think, yeah, some series would.
Yeah, and actually, the first time he showed up in that, it was pointed out that, wait, he looks different from the others.
Yeah, the Rangers did point that out. So
yeah.
So Vrak, it's kind of funny, like, he gets, like, a half bitching out, and he's like, dude, I told you to go down there and, like, take care of him, and you just screwed it up, man. He's like, yeah, I totally screwed it up. He's like, that's okay, bro. We're going to give you another chance. Like, you go down there and you make it happen. He's like, I'm going to make it happen. Like, I'm going to do this.
This Admiral is, like, surprisingly not as much of a dick as most Power Rangers villains.
Yeah, I know. It's like, yeah, he's like, really understanding.
It's,
and he's
like, well, he okay, hasn't done bro. Any better, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, it's okay.
I think he's just grateful because he's supposed to be dead at this point.
Yeah. He's running on stock footage.
You know, in Ghost Ager, I was already dead, so we're pretty happy to still be here.
The ship was blown up.
So they had this great idea. And their idea is like, you know what? We couldn't beat Robo Knight, so let's just drain all his power and reprogram him. That sounds like fun. Because that's how you reprogram something. You drain all the power out, and then you wait till, like, the RAM empties, and then you can...
Keep in mind, it's an ancient robot.
Right.
Well, if you don't drain his power, he's probably going to put up a fight when you're trying to reprogram him.
Well, yeah, but you gotta... But, two, it's like, he doesn't have... There's no ROM. He's all RAM. So it's like, when you drain all the power, then the RAM...
Nerd.
You know? So, hey, come on. We were talking about way nerdier stuff earlier. Anyway, so that's their plan. And so they get a tick monster to help out with that.
Silverhorns?
And that's awesome. Huh?
Silverhorns?
No.
That
no,
was
no.
last week.
No. That was
Focus.
Different series. This is a new tick monster with, like, ticks on his hands.
Oh,
like,
it's a silverhorn painted green?
No.
A tongue?
No. It looks like... Tongue? What the f*** is wrong with you? No.
You don't remember that?
No. What?
They gave us the only interesting fight with the Thunder Megazord.
Was JD not here for a friend in need?
Probably. I don't... What?
Oh, yeah.
Probably not.
The Max Rider crossover.
Oh.
Repellator?
No, I don't think so, no.
One that got Kimberly sick?
Although I prefer to think of it as Greenhorn, because that's funnier.
Maybe it was. Now I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Whatever. Tongue. Yeah. No. This is just regular. This is more like your traditional tick that you get, you know, Lyme disease from. Tick.
Spoon.
Yes. No, not even that. Anyway, close. Yes. Yes. It's just like that. Yes. Ever. Anyway, so the plan is to use the tick thing to drain the power, and so yeah, and so they capture Ghost Knight. I'm gonna go through the quick version of this because this is really pointless. Anyway, so they capture Robo Knight and they put him in a cell and they start draining his power, and then the kids show up to try to help him out.
I do like though when they have the unmorphed fight scene.
Yeah, that was.
How Gia just kind of takes command of everybody.
Oh,
and that fight sequence is awesome.
Yeah.
But like she does it and they don't even miss a beat. They're like, okay, sure.
Yeah, she just like, and it was great. Yeah, it was like...
It was pretty much the only reason you could... it was all pretty Sakamoto-esque, just fewer explosions.
Totally. I mean, it was a nice combat sequence and, you know, no complaints. It was a fun little bit, but so then whatever, they show up, you know, and morph and fight the tick thing. And they're all like, Robo Knight's like, I don't care about humans. Cause he like tries to blow them up a little bit. And they're like, dude, what's
stop
up with that?
Like he did the Ghost Agers, though.
Yeah.
Well, not yet, anyway. It's only 9 episodes.
I'm here to protect the environment, not people. And they're like, but people are part of the environment. Whatever. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Kill the humans and save the environment. Really? Because it... What? Yeah. So anyway, so they're like, no. So anyway, they come and save him and try to rescue him. Because, you know, he's their friend thing. Not really. But anyway, he decides that he's going to, you know, break
what,
out
really,
of the
they
cell.
Just want an awesome robot.
Yeah, really, they're just
who
like...
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Dude, he's RoboCop.
I mean, what's better than a robot that's, like, got a bad attitude, too, you know? That was my favorite part of, like, the first Knights of the Old Republic game was, like, the robot, you know, that
God,
was, like,
yes.
meat bags and stuff. It was like, yeah, that's what I want my sidekick robot to be. Anyway.
The Knights of the Old Tirna Nog.
That would be an awesome game. I would play that. So anyway, yeah, so he, like, uses the power of friendship to break out of the cell. What? Shh, just go with it.
Power Rangers, move along.
Yeah.
In fairness, they have already established this as a power source in the series.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well,
so
either that or it's just Jake spouting off nonsense again.
Yeah.
Which we cannot rule out.
So Robo Knight breaks
science
out.
Science has proved that burning justice exists.
And it is horribly infectious.
In this universe, probably.
And he blows the fuck up out of the monster, and then they make the monster big, and the kids are like, "We'll help," and he's like, "Get the fuck out of the way." And so our new toy this week would be the ground.
Go say Grand Megazord.
The Go say Grand Megazord because of the which brothers? What did they call these?
Knight Brothers.
The Knight Brothers. So they bring in the seal, the sea lion,
sea lion, and the sky lion.
Sky lion. And
she's completely unchanged.
Yep.
So
the Skyline's real.
Yeah.
Totally.
Science has proven it.
They feed on sky bison.
Just
some scientists believe.
No,
it.
They feed on sky bison, and that's where buffalo wings come from.
yes.
But. This
buffalo
is true.
Wings. Buffalo wings sound good, actually.
So anyway, so we have the ground, grand, whatever the f*** it is. I don't know. Anyway.
They couldn't decide in Ghostager either.
Yeah. And so it punches the f*** out of the new monster, and it's like, cool. I don't know, because it doesn't have, like, guns, does it? Like, I can't even remember what its finisher was. It's some.
It shoots missiles, and then it body slams.
Oh, okay, good. So very Die Ranger of you. But another reference last week. Anyway, so yeah, so there we go. And he's like, okay, well, maybe I don't totally completely not care about humans. I only mostly don't care, but get the f out. And flies away. So they're like, I think we're getting there. And they're like, yeah. No,
Jake, really. You're paying.
Anyway. Thanks for
that. Oh, yeah, he's no longer actively trying. He's no longer actively shooting them.
Right.
For now.
For now.
Like, just be glad I'm not shooting you in the face.
Yet.
Today. But don't f*** with the environment, and I will. I will totally shoot you in the face if you do.
Or so if I feel like it for whatever other reason.
Yeah. Or if the wind blows the wrong way, you know.
Whatever comes first.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I don't understand. So I don't understand. Like, what are people possibly complaining about?
Well, you see, they're Sentai fans on the internet.
Okay.
So
or worse,
they're Power Ranger fans on the internet.
Okay. Well, I guess I have to qualify with that. I don't follow the boards or anything. Like, there's a reason I don't
try not to. But then I see comments like, on a news post. I'm like, oh God, shut.
Like,
the
don't like.
Basically,
man, that's
people
the thing.
Are
it's
pissed
like,
off that they were following Samurai. That they followed Shinkinger way too closely, and then that they're not doing a actual straight, exact copy of Gokaiger.
So here's the thing: they were pissed off that they followed Samurai too closely, and now that this deviates from Ghostager, they're pissed off that it deviates from Ghostager.
Which I thought that was a good thing. I thought Ghostager sucked.
Well, if you have a brain, yes.
Yeah. Well, Power Rangers deviating is usually a good thing. In general.
But that's why I can't understand. This is what I can't wrap my mind around.
It's people like, on the internet complaining.
Not only are they complaining about the series being different, but they're complaining about it being different from Ghostager. Like,
this is coming from somebody who's been watching Ghostager recently.
And but I'm saying it's and I'm not
no,
saying
no,
like
I'm just saying you have
what. And I've only seen like three or four episodes, so I've not gotten.
Mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm still watching it. I haven't like gotten. I mean, and I can already see the hints that it's kind of crap. But you know, let me put it this way: I watched the Datus episode, and I haven't gone beyond
that
yet. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I haven't gone beyond that yet, so.
Yeah.
You know what the upsetting thing is? More than anything else? There's people out there who actually like Ghost Ager.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know.
One of them's Paladin.
But what, okay, so.
No, I thought that was Stockholm Syndrome.
So.
Eh.
So for the
uninitiated. Well, no, see, I have a theory about that. Paladin is just pretending it's Stockholm Syndrome because he's too ashamed to admit that he really, you know, was into Ghost Ager.
Mmm.
So, I believe it. It's a piece of f***ing trash.
So what was the deal
notice how much he protests at the mere suggestion that he liked Ghost Ager.
Thou doth protest too much.
He did buy all the Zords.
He did. I mean, he even went back and bought Datus later.
Wow.
The toys are they're pretty good designs, and he is also the guy who bought all the who kept buying GoBusters mecha.
Yeah. So
the theory I have of this is that Paladin actually harbors this secret sexual attraction to Datus.
You can see that. He probably
he's so resistant to acknowledging it that he displaces that into this utter hatred for Ghost Ager.
That's gotta be it.
I'm displacing utter hatred for something else right now, you jumped up shit.
Man.
Paladin, I don't think that was displaced at all.
No, I think that was pretty good.
Jesus.
So what is the deal with Ghost Ager Knight anyway? Like what was his deal in Ghost Ager?
He's not a robot, but otherwise it's pretty much the same here.
He was Captain Planet.
He was Captain Planet. Like now he's
Robo Planet.
Saying he's not a robot, what does that mean? I mean, what was he?
He's a header.
Okay. Okay, so that's
for so long he came to life.
Ah, okay. So he started out as the lion header.
Now, I can't remember, but I think it may have been hinted that he was Blade Runner's header at one point.
That might have been the twist they tried at the finale, but it failed because nobody f***ing cared.
Right. Also because it was Ghost Ager.
That's when...
This is why nobody f***ing cared.
Yeah.
So he was a header that became sentient.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And that's what the footage of him struggling underwater was? Him becoming sentient?
It was in a glacier, but yeah.
Okay. Cool. This seems fun. I mean, this seems fine to me. I don't see what the... I don't know.
I'm having fun with it. I'll enjoy watching it again when it comes back in October.
Yeah. October, damn it.
God. I'm sure. I mean, come on.
But, yeah, I mean, seriously,
they only have 11 episodes left, and there are 9 months left in the year.
But the pace has just been furious. I mean, like I said, we have had 9 episodes of this show. 8 of them have introduced new toys.
Yep.
Which show should operate?
Which episode didn't introduce new toys?
The music episode.
Okay. Because for Megaforce, we didn't get the microphone toy.
Okay.
Right.
That came with a King Voice header.
God. Now I'm
yes, JD, there is actually a roleplay karaoke microphone in the Ghost Ager toy line.
And don't worry. Eventually, it makes its way into a second ending theme.
Ooh.
God.
Well, flashbacks. Sort of a second ending theme. You know, yeah.
Mull over that for a while. Go bust Ghost Ager karaoke.
Oh, God.
Flashbacks. Oh, God.
Yeah, because that episode was, like, really... That episode was from, like, the... That Megaforce episode was from, like, the fourth episode of Ghost Ager, so they didn't really have any new stuff. So, I think that was the Datus introduction episode that was adapted, so they didn't have anything to introduce into Megaforce because they're not introducing Datus, so...
And nothing of value was lost.
No, I think they bypassed Datus quite nicely.
Yes, thank God.
Even if he does show up hanging on the back of the final combination.
That's just that giant motorcycle parts. What are you talking about?
I didn't even notice it, really. So
I didn't realize until after the fact. I was like, oh, wait, that's supposed to be Datus back there. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I don't think the kids will really notice.
No,
care.
Nope.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
I tried to mute, but I sneezed as I was trying to click.
Or did you click as you were sneezing?
Mmm.
Oh, God.
So, we didn't have an episode of Kyoryuger last week.
Oh, it was really good, too.
No, it wasn't. There was not an episode last week. It did not air or exist. Or there was just,
so we're just,
you know,
skipping. We're pretending 7 doesn't exist at all then.
I'd like to.
Yeah. It can exist all at once. We're just not going to cover the show anymore, right?
I thought 7 was fun. Okay.
Yeah.
You.
You're bravely ignoring it.
This is why Paladin's opinion doesn't matter, because he's wrong.
Fart jokes. I mean,
it was hilarious.
Well, no, now see, it's understandable JD would think that because he enjoys Family Guy style humor, and that's exactly what that was.
Yeah, totally.
I'm where they ashamed. they laid down a fart joke and then extended it out for as long as possible.
Yes. Great.
So that just never actually happened.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
That's the official canon of superhero time.
Oh, goodness.
And then this week's episode was, hey, look, Blue's really old.
Yeah, I didn't bother. I knew all I needed to know about this episode, and apparently I was right, so.
I was actually impressed by the way they handled Rika in this episode, though.
Who?
The little girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She was cool. She helped out. She was kind
of
a hero.
She had kind of a shockingly dark backstory.
Really? Yeah. It's kind of f***ed up. It's like, and then when they wouldn't let me see my dad's face, I knew he was dead.
Although the best part was in the beginning of the episode where Blue's sister is saying that, well, you're not really her father, but you might as well be.
It was like, whoa, Japan.
It's like a big f*** you from the writing staff, isn't it?
That's kind of how I was thinking it, yeah.
Whoa. Should have been her father, but they chickened out, so. Production chickened out, so you all. Wow.
Then they set off the dark backstory with a weird tonal shift when they tickle the monster to death.
It's like that last batch of batteries is pretty much all, well, stuff that should go on D, pretty much.
So yeah, that was Kyoryuger.
Damn.
Wow. Okay.
So I guess that means we can take a break now.
Woo.
Wow.
We're just dumping Wizard altogether?
Yep.
Where have you been the last several weeks?
We've been doing that for about a month now, I think.
Yeah, we haven't talked about Wizard in quite a while.
I saw like 3 minutes of it while waiting for a stream of another show.
I'm like 4 episodes behind already.
I saw it last week, and I think the best part was when Beast Hyper was too stupid to figure out his own finishing move.
And this week,
what's been happening, and the thing that's the oddest is Beast has had more on camera. You know more about Beast Skulls and about Beast than you do about the guy whose name is in the title of the show.
Yeah, but he's still a jobber. So.
And, you know, the show apparently is still shitting all over him, so it doesn't really matter.
It's really sad.
Remember when we watched Toku?
Oh, I watched at least an hour's worth of Toku I like this week. I just can't talk about it yet.
Maybe next
week. Talk about the one of them for at least another week because they weren't in HD.
Well, no, Garo is out in HD. There's just a better quality airing that will be on Thursday.
And for Garo, this is on. And with Goro, I mean, a lot of the feel is just on the visuals, so.
Okay, so you've seen the Raw of Garo, right, Ken?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you tell how newbie-friendly it's going to be?
I think it's going to be pretty newbie-friendly because it doesn't really make any references that I could tell to the previous series besides the presence of Zaruba, which is the Garo's magic ring.
Oh, no, more magic rings?
No,
God damn it!
No. He's voiced by Hironobu Kageyama. It's cool.
No. It's okay.
He's voiced by a guy from Jam Project. It's all right. It's all right.
Why Zaruba is the only thing that carries over into the new series.
Yeah, Zaruba does seem to be the only thing that carries over into the new series. From what I could tell, there wasn't any references to the past characters or anything like that. They actually isolate the setting, so that way it doesn't really seem to reflect upon the previous settings. So it seems to like be kind of cutting itself off from everything else previous.
Able to be a reboot unless they decide they want to cross over.
Exactly. I imagine there'll probably be some references here and there.
Will they decide if they can get actual returning actors back?
Well, they got
all the actors back for Makai Senki last year. I don't think that's a problem.
The thing about Garo's actors is that they actually really enjoy their work. So getting them back probably wouldn't be a problem.
They're kind of focusing on the extending the previous stories with that Makai Priest video.
Yeah, the Garo side story thing. So yeah, it does look to be very newbie friendly as much as I would expect it to be.
Yay.
So yeah. Probably watch it. But it is very disconcerting to see the kind of character that Guy's actor is playing in this series though.
Oh, really?
Tonal shift thing?
Yeah, because it's like when you first see his character, he swaggers onto the screen.
Nice.
And it's like, Junya Kata's that guy does not swagger. But this guy does.
It's called acting.
Yeah, I know.
Acting is this weird thing where you create new characters.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, you know, I'm so used to Guy. It's like, oh, okay. He can. He can act. That's good.
Superhero time.
Well, I'm sure a wizard did it.
Ruining jokes for everyone.
Timmy Pete's real brand mayonnaise.
Mm. Man, I don't know if I can last much longer. Come on, hang in there.
And now back to action with Superhero Time.
Our default sound is shit.
Right, the show itself is shit.
I mean, what was I thinking?
It's just a steady squeezing noise.
Although, I like that as an intro quote, Paladin.
Have y'all seen the Kim Jong-un with the Snickers meme?
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
Gimme.
I like that one. It's pretty funny. Because you kind of become a psycho terrorist when you...
Yeah. Ready?
Move?
Apparently not.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So this week on Power Playback, it's the continuation of F*** You, I'm Out with Power Rangers Zeo when David Yost left the series abruptly.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, you know, in a different time and place, the tone of this segment would probably be completely different.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, everybody is just looking at him like, okay, he wanted more money or more screen time or whatever. He wasn't getting it, so he just took off. But no, that's not actually what happened.
No. Not quite.
And so the reality, as often is the case, is just a little bit more sad.
Yeah, it's a lot less fun to talk about in retrospect.
Yeah, it's a lot less fun to watch in retrospect, actually. Because I actually do kind of like these episodes, but...
It kind of makes me wonder about what the situation was when they sent him off, you know, the first time earlier in the season.
Yeah, see, but in that case, they had an entire episode dedicated to bringing him back.
They did, but I'm still wondering what the situation was behind the scenes that led to, let's write Billy out for a few episodes.
Yeah, it was a little odd. And that's why I didn't really think anything of it as a kid when he suddenly disappeared here. I was like, oh, well, okay.
I always assumed it was just because they ran out of the makeup to make him look young. So the last episode, they just didn't put any makeup on him and wrote him out.
But and the thing is, like, these episodes have a lot that kind of accumulates various things from throughout Zeo. Anyway, so actually, a lot of it just does come across naturally, except for randomly Billy's old.
So were you just gonna assume that everybody knows, or are you gonna actually like say what the deal is?
Oh, we all know.
If you'd like to go and elaborate just for the record, JD, feel free.
I'm saying I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about, so I'm kind of asking you.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm not going to explain it all.
Oh.
Okay, long story short, he was gay-bashed until he quit the show because he couldn't take it anymore.
Ah, okay. I thought that was probably it, but I just, you know. there's uninitiated people yeah. out there that would
and
like
gay
to know.
Bash mostly by the crew and production side.
So yeah. we don't know exactly who, but
wow,
we could guess.
Well, there's that,
based
that
on was... a couple of not so subtle hints. And as a direct result, he had a nervous breakdown and went to one of those awful straight camps for, what was it, 2 years?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But he's better now.
Yeah, he's showing it. He's going to...
Yeah, he made Temptation Island. He's a lot better.
Oh, shit.
Look, we all have bad days, Mickey.
So that's why you created this show.
Yes, in the fit of insanity, I was like... Hey, we could do with a Power Rangers podcast. No, the truth of that was it was the most popular episode of New Soundwave up to that point when we were talking about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Remastered coming up.
That wasn't hard to do because New Soundwave was awful back then.
I know, it's kind of like how Fanboy Versus is now.
I'm just going to cancel that show.
No!
You wouldn't do that to McFeely, would you?
But if you cancel that show, then we'll be the lowest rated podcast on the network.
No, it's the only. It's actually the only comic podcast I actually do listen to regularly.
Oh, no. Well, then we'll keep it going just for Ken.
What and... you need to do is you need to get like Vangelis on that shit.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure he's jumping at the bit to be on.
I don't think he regularly reads many comics, actually.
Yeah, but Vangelis has all kinds of followers. You get all kinds of people listening to it.
That's possibly true.
And plus, he has radio voice.
Yeah. I don't have... Never mind.
Damn, Mickey.
Plus, he's dreamy.
I think all of those things, like, hurt more than, like, at the beginning of this when, like, talking about...
The Android the... app?
Well... Before that, I think, when it was like, I'm a bastard and only talk about vomit, so.
Well, I never said that. I just said that all your best stories involve bodily functions.
Yeah, but then, like, Mickey and Paladin, like...
It's not that the bastard thing isn't true, though.
Look, is this week to pick on JD? Everyone can pick on me next week.
So before JD storms off and walks out of the show,
Oh, no, I take abuse way better than that. Although it is ironic, though, that I'm not saying that's the case here, but it was just ironic that I was in therapy today and was like, you know, I might have been bullied as a child. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, like all the way through high school, you know, beat up and called fat white boy and yeah.
Like, I don't let people... white people in Kansas?
Not in what?
Huh?
Kansas.
Or not Kansas, where the f*** you're at. They're all the same thing, right?
Sure.
Yes, they are.
In the town I grew up in, there's, like, very few white people. And, like, I still don't let people walk behind me because I'm afraid they're going to kick my knees out from under me. So, yeah.
I would totally do that.
Mm. Yeah, you could. Then I would have, like, a flashback. It would be very nasty. That'd be awesome.
If we ever start turning you too harsh, just say your safe word and we'll ease up.
Okay. My safe word is Oklahoma.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I gotta have a better safe word than that. Banana? Man.
My safe word is harder.
Harder. Faster. That would suck.
What were we talking about?
Rangers of Two Worlds.
And gay bashing at some point, and somehow they both kind of collided into this mess.
I don't think we actually got to Rangers of Two Worlds yet. We were mostly just talking about David Yost.
Right.
I remember Temptation Island came up at some point. That may have been where it started to go wrong.
Well, it certainly isn't
in
where
so
it went
many
right.
ways.
Okay, Mickey, you want to talk about the episodes for us?
Not really.
Okay, get to it.
I otherwise, that last week.
Otherwise, I'm going to make Fort Max do it.
Fort Max, you're up. Go.
Okay, then.
I last watched it like a few months ago.
Wow.
Well, that's more recently than I watched it.
Way to go, everybody.
Did anybody actually watch it?
I did.
I did.
All right, Ken, take it. Ken, think about it. You didn't have to do Kyoryuger this week.
Good point.
So I'd quit your bitching if I were you.
I can hear myself. Somebody has their volume up too loud.
Fort Max?
Okay, there we go.
The total flashback there.
Fort Max!
Oh, that was a fun night.
Okay.
Hello, four.
So I never let Catherine into art class, apparently.
God.
Because she gets some ribbing from Tanya and Adam about a purse she looks like she should have made when she was in third grade. She's in high school.
It's better than a purse I would make.
It's better than anything I could have made in high school.
Yeah. It's better than anything I could make now.
It still looks like shit, though. Regardless, while are studying for a detective exam, because they've been going a year acting as detectives and have no license.
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically they've been detective assistants, so I guess that didn't need a license.
Yes.
Yeah, aren't they still in high school?
That's never very clear in Zio.
Yeah, it seems like
I've heard a theory that they dropped out at this point, which is why they had so many jobs in Turbo.
<That'll make sense. laughs>
No, but they graduated in Turbo. With everyone, with the rest of the...
Were they actually... No, they weren't
no,
there.
No. They were
monkeys. They were busy being turned into chips.
Oh, true. I thought they... Hmm.
No.
It's kind of hard to graduate when Elgar is turning you into a monkey.
Yeah. When the graduation was started, they were out, like, doing parking.
Okay, they graduated at some point going by that one time anyone's at the school and in space.
Huh?
What?
There's like one time where they were Bulk and Skull were at Angel Grove High and in space, and I think Mr. Kappa came up and said, "Didn't you graduate already?" and then sent them to detention.
Oh, right, okay. Maybe he's just getting senile.
Wow.
Speaking of which,
also with Bulk and Skull going by the timeline we established earlier, this is about when Skull knocked up Kimberly.
Oh, shit, yeah. A little bit afterwards.
This is after the three-parter where Tommy gets broken up with.
Oh, it's well after. This is like the fourth, last, and third last episodes of the season. A long time after that.
Yes, yeah. And let's see. You have the last six episodes are adaptations of the O-Ranger movie, O-Ranger vs. Kaku, and then the mostly original ending.
Yeah, the last two episodes are mostly original.
I was more just commenting on how they spent three episodes on Tommy getting dumped.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, no, they spent one
episode character
who
wasn't even in the show anymore.
They spent one episode on him getting dumped, and then two episodes with trying to hook him up with what's-her-name from VR Troopers.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Still, it was way too long focused on that one storyline.
Yeah.
Zio had a lot of episodes, though, so they had time to burn. So anyway, speaking of senility, Jason brings the others back to the power chamber, which is in the basement, where they see Billy, who is now an old man.
Yeah, now he's an old man.
Right. Right, as opposed to...
Yeah. So, apparently, and this is some...
No. Leave the editorial for afterward. Just explain the circumstance first.
Okay, no, I was just kind of impressed they pulled this out their ass. Okay, so when everybody a year ago was shrunk down into children, Billy had created a device to return them back to their regular ages, using the power coins. Okay, it worked on Billy, but then it got destroyed by Rito and Goldar.
Well, okay. First it got turned into a monster, then it got destroyed.
Goldar crushed the power coins, then it got turned into a monster.
This episode does not go into all those details. I'm just
moving along. Focus.
The point is, it worked on Billy and nobody else.
Yes, because they didn't have a chance to. So now, all of a sudden, since they reversed time back a year later, now he's starting to age rapidly, and that's the explanation.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So since last year he was age regressed maybe 10 years at most, Mm-hmm. Compared to, you know, what his on-screen age should have been. So now he's advanced in age, what, 12, 13 years?
Oh, and the hits just keep on coming.
Well, if you've seen him nowadays, this kind of starts to resemble this guy.
Well, yeah.
No, this guy had more hair.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen the current. I'm
yeah.
I have to look this up here.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he's lost a lot of hair.
He has.
Everybody gets older.
Yeah. So
except for Billy, who is always old. So
extremely brief exit from Gaskin and Arch Arena from the series, and never to be seen again.
And nothing of value was lost.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Gaskin and Arch Arena were pretty good villains for the few episodes they were around, I thought.
Not really.
I thought they were.
No.
I liked them.
No.
You're wrong.
Well,
I've never even heard of them before.
Oh, yeah, of course they aren't going to be around in here because, well...
No more stock footage.
Yeah. No more stock footage.
This is Versus where, well, where he was a kid again.
Yeah.
Where he was...
No,
well,
more stock footage.
Let's go back to the stock footage
of Rita in the RV.
Right.
With a brand new staff that looks exactly like the old f***ing staff.
Yep.
Which she even says looks exactly like the old staff.
Yeah, I know.
Well, sure it looks
I love Rita
like
and Zed so far.
Yes. Rita and Zed really Rita and Zed are at their most entertaining in Zio.
Yeah, and when they come back in the last quarter or so, they're just the most entertaining part of the show.
Exactly.
And I like Zio, but that's me.
With a little bit of Bulk and Skull thrown in there too.
Oh yeah,
because you got to have them.
And you have the mandatory evil Tommy story. And Bulk and Skull are great in that. Rita and Zed are great in that.
But that's not the episode we're talking about, so let's get to it.
So Rita
should do that at one time, though.
So for more convoluted explanations, in order for her to make a monster, if she's shooting something on Earth, they have to be moving in the RV at a speed relative to whatever such and such, yada, 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 for her to then fire it.
I don't even think that RV could get up to 88 miles per hour.
And that was really vital in this part of the episode where they didn't use it at all.
Well, no, they used that as the excuse for why she missed the thing she was really trying to make a monster out of and why we got the purse monster
instead. Yeah, she wanted to turn Cat
the impersonator.
Yeah, she wanted to turn Cat into a monster again. Because that worked so well last time.
Yeah.
Well, yes. So she turns the... you know, actually, it is kind of a clever thing to have her... be the one to, like, the old Mighty Morphin villains be the ones to turn it into that monster, since it was basically
crunch, crunch, crunch.
Crunch, 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 crunch.
Sorry. Had to sneak my mouth.
Had a mouthful of Triscuits, sorry.
Sorry, I was totally eating while I was doing the recap. Sorry.
Regardless. Because, like, in Overranger versus Cockranger, it's supposed to be a yokai, right?
Yeah.
We're really pro around here.
Yeah, totally. I thought that was a good idea. It's kind of a clever thing to have Rita be the one that made the monster, I think.
Yes. And it turns out to be probably her best monster ever.
She does note later on, even though she's pissed off at first. So, anyway, back in the power chamber, two of the alien rangers arrive. What?
Just touch on Billy and Cat in the juice bar.
Oh,
Ernie
nice.
Looks really bad. Like,
which one?
Like Ernie.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, Jesus, it's not long.
Another sad departure.
Man, this episode's getting depressing. Shit.
Okay, then back to the power chamber then.
Back to the power chamber.
Beamed in from Aquitar.
Yeah, and one of them has a giant gun that they're going to shoot Billy with. Like, oh yeah, we remade your device into a giant.
But we turned it into a gun.
Giant sci-fi.
Because it's going to be easier to shoot you with it. Hold still, Billy.
Yeah, well, they didn't have any little toy robots to build it out of.
Right.
Just in case this won't age regress you, we decided to euthanize you because that's the only humane choice left to us.
Like, that was the actual plan? Like, it wasn't really an age regressor? It wasn't really a gun?
They were trying to shoot him and get him off the show? No, Billy, sorry.
Like the
you
lost,
bastards!
The lost scene is this. The lost scene is like, they're sitting around and they're like, well, we've tried everything we can. We can't fix it. Well, let's just say that we came up with an age regressor and we'll shoot him. You know, we'll just kind of old yeller him. And...
yeah, he won, though.
But then even that f***ed up.
Old yeller for?
So, yeah.
Ah! Yay! That's a good one.
That was good.
Oh, that was awesome. Somebody tweet
some
that.
Purified water shit. Or some shit. So, five of the Rangers head out on the.
Oh, that's awesome.
Are you good, JD?
No.
Oh, God. You need a moment. You need a moment.
We have to take our old yeller four up. Oh, and fill her full of bullets.
Oh, God. So, motorcycles. Taken over by the Machine Empire's new monster.
Your dog jumped in front of the gun to save you.
I give up. Somebody else do this. For Max.
Oh, God. Old yeller four! I'm sorry. Oh, God, that's amazing. Oh, I needed that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay,
Kay.
So.
What?
They all hop on their bikes and they get zapped with gears that make them drive through buildings and be fucking awesome.
And explode things because, hey, it's the 90s, that thing happened.
Skyrider.
No, nobody was beating them up yet.
I like how none of them had the idea to jump off either. They're all like, hold on to the bikes. We're going to hit that building. Hold on.
Okay. So,
also, the building was filled with barrels of gasoline, too.
Yeah, it was filled with fire.
Meanwhile, 2 hours earlier, is it a good idea to fill this building full of gasoline? Yeah, I mean, what could possibly go wrong? I mean, the only thing that could really make it go up is if, I don't know, five kids drove motorcycles through it or something.
Look, we're in an abandoned quarry. It'll be perfectly safe here.
Well, yeah.
Who in their right mind would drive?
Angel Grove. What, they think an abandoned quarry is safe? It's like they even have a monster alert.
Which people just ignore anyway.
Yeah, this answers the building question we were asking last week.
God damn it! One of the e-hobby black redeco of Steeljaw fell over and dominoed a bunch of other cassettes.
Okay.
Damn.
Meanwhile, in Fort Max's world, gravity.
Gravity
motherfucker.
It's a bitch.
Damn you, Newton.
You, gravity. You.
So randomly, Rita makes her monster big. It beats the shit out of the Zeo Megazord.
Now, I have to say, like, up to this point, I was watching this yesterday, and, like, I did not realize until this point that it was from the Versus movie. Mm-hmm. Even though the, like, Aquitar people were there, they showed up enough in the series that I didn't really think about the Cocky Ranger crossover.
Yeah.
Until I actually saw the Megazord fighting the Purse Monster, and I was like, what the hell? That's a yokai. This is the Versus movie!
Yep.
This is even better than I thought!
The Versus movie, where the Kaka Rangers barely show up.
Just like this one.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, and back in 99 or so, when I finally got the internet, I was like, oh, hey, a Ranger versus Kaka Ranger. I wonder if the Kaka Rangers were actually in it more than the alien. Oh, no, they weren't.
Is that available anywhere? Like, does anybody have a copy of that?
Yeah.
I think I have one.
I told you Fort Max would have a copy of that, JD.
I figure he would. Could someone get it to me? Or Linky?
Well, anyway, so the Cog Monster ends up infecting the Zeo Megazord. But not before they try to use the Ultra Zord twice in two combinations, and the just throws everything back at them.
Come on. Like, they, shit. I mean, they're like, get the kitchen sink! Throw it!
So basically, the first thing they try to do is the normal Zeo Ultra Zord, you know, where they shoot it with, you know, the chest jewel or whatever.
Yeah.
I never really understood how that was supposed to be effective, but that's not really the point. So then they reconfigure into runaway mode.
Which they only use them because the other time it was used was against a monster that they couldn't really adapt.
Yeah.
Why, what monster was that?
The one with the huge tits.
Oh, right. Oh.
Archerina?
No.
Oh, no. And that's why it is like the new... try this new combination. They shoot it. Never mind. Run away.
Yeah, I went through... But
why didn't they just drop Pyramidus on the monster like Tor?
God.
Well, they don't have...
Well, because Pyramidus has a big hollow space underneath it, because that's where all the other Zords go, so that wouldn't really be very effective.
Yeah. Well, they could drop it pointy end down.
Yeah, but they don't have, like, Red Thunder Zord to spin its arm and lift it up into the air.
Yeah, you've got to get it into the air, and that's...
But
yeah.
Pyramidus,
I like how
the
all these Zords are being defeated by a giant pink purse.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
They throw the entire arsenal at him. Nope.
Try this helmet. No. Try this one. No.
And that's how you can tell.
Remember, kids, these are still in stores.
And that's how you can tell it's the closest movie because they're cycling through all these old mecha.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. It was like, well, this has got to be because they're pulling out everything.
Yeah.
All right, so, all right. Anyway,
my ability to talk to fish is no help whatsoever, Wonder Woman.
That does successfully get the Megazord back into the base and the monster's cog, which then takes control of it when Billy goes inside it to check out what's going on. Whoops.
Because even though Billy's really old, he still wants to feel useful.
Yeah.
And by
it's important for your senior citizens to feel useful in their twilight years.
Oh, and plus, he is the guy who designed the Zords.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but he was a lot younger then.
Yeah.
He wasn't senile in designing the Zeo Zords, because that is some cracked out designs they've got going on in the series.
Oh,
let's have animals and Easter Island heads and pyramids and Gatling gun fist boxing robots.
Yeah,
tires and oh my god, slow down.
Yeah, O-Ranger's
the tire came from Triforia, and so did the Super Zeos.
And the pyramid did too.
I kind of love how crazy.
And you can tell that the production did not have enough time to advertise all the toys, and some stuff was done at the last minute, like the Super Zeo Ultra Zord being a thing that could happen, like, oh, hey, wait, we can put these in, put it in the show. And they couldn't, and it was done without enough lead time to actually do a full shot, so they only have, like, one new shot and then reuse stuff from the Zeo Ultra Zord formation. Even the Zeo Ultra Zord, even the split cockpit shots where they're clearly in the Zeo Zords.
I like the Zeo Ultra Zord because the whole combination is, let's just park our Zords and get in the bigger one.
Yeah, but being in the wrong cockpits, that's actually a thing from O-Ranger.
Okay.
O-Ranger's garbage.
So, the Zeo Megazord goes on a rampage, and they shoot the Super Zeo Megazord after it, which I love that method of launching them. Just shoot a giant, it's like a giant cannon just to shoot the Zords out of the base.
That sounds like a
And nobody
idea.
Notices the cannon ever.
Well, it's in the mountains. You know, whoever goes to the mountains.
It's snowing. So, they can't...
It's California. Why would it be snowing?
Because it's
in the mountains.
Well, actually,
Northern California, doy.
Yeah.
Right.
Even in the mountains, it does snow.
Yeah. But it never rains in Southern California.
They shoot those Zords over 400 miles to every fight.
Like when I
Meanwhile, Bulk and Skull take absolutely no notice to the fight.
They get a frequent flyer for that?
No. They don't. So anyway, Billy's stuck in there until they can't teleport him out until Sestro, like, slams his fist and nearly breaks the console.
I love this. Advanced people, you know, these are supposed to be, like, advanced aliens, and, like, he fixes stuff, like, Han Solo style.
Green Ranger with a personality also, so that helps.
Yeah.
God. Like, literally, the only one.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you anything distinct about Red, Yellow, or Black.
I can't even remember Yellow and Black's names.
No.
I only remember...
White is a girl. That's a character, right?
No, yeah, White.
Yes.
White is the girl.
I said White.
And she was the leader. That was her character.
Yeah, that was her character.
I thought you said pink.
That's it.
What is it? There's no pink alien ranger.
But there's a pink Shogun Zord.
Figure that out, fuckers.
I'm surprised they didn't color the white Battleborg pink.
So anyway, the entire fight only serves to have both monsters in control of both of their Megazords.
Fantastic job, team.
Yeah, this isn't really going that great.
This is complete with the impersonator like pelvic thrusting with the Super Zero Megazord when she takes it over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the lady purse monster is trying to teabag with the Megazord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now you have the Megazords just trashing downtown Angel Grove. So Jason has a brilliant idea. I'll bring out Oryk.
Because we still have that to sell, too.
Oh,
what could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
Because Oryk has been so immensely useful in every appearance he's had up to this point.
Oh, one of them?
Which is this.
I think there was his introduction episode, and...
And I think that's it.
This, yeah, pretty much.
No, actually, there was one other episode where he was human size.
Oh.
Mm. Did he do anything useful?
No.
Okay.
Does he do anything useful in O-Ranger?
Probably not.
He's a friend to all the children.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So he's dead.
By friend...
Are we talking...
We're talking puts them in danger, immortal danger type of friend.
Like,
kind of like Kamen Rider
like
Black.
So he's like a Ghostager friend.
No. Even putting him in danger isn't a thing he actually intends to do.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
He's just kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he's not actively meddling in people's lives. It's more that the kids find him and want to have fun.
Mm.
No wonder he didn't get a Ranger key.
And that's his testimony.
Yeah, so basically, the first monster just scared.
Honest, Your Honor, the kids came to me, and they wanted to have fun.
Yeah, basically, the first monster just scares Oryk into his statue form, and that's the last you ever see of Oryk Conqueror ever again.
The first monster scared...
is that?
Monster scared the shit out of him.
He shoots a ghost sperm out of his face, and Oryk's like, "F*** this, I'm out."
Well, wouldn't you kind of react the same way to that?
To a ghost sperm being shot in his face? He might not.
Huh. I'd be scared, but aroused.
Back at the power chamber, Billy's random off-screen apparent alien girlfriend brings him water from Aquatar, and that apparently starts to regress him slightly.
Really?
Kind of, sort of.
From the Equation Fountain of Youth thing.
Right.
That would have been convenient to mention an hour ago.
Yeah. Back up a little bit. When Jason is collecting the fresh water from the stream, he's like, "Yeah, this water is pretty fresh. And it's got this gross yellow tint to it."
Or was that just the bottle?
Jason's not really known for his
acting.
Or I was going to say smarts, but that works too.
Oh.
His scientific acumen.
Yeah.
Yeah. The water looking pretty good.
Yeah. So, yeah, eventually the monsters end up teaming up. Both teams morph, head out, fight. Lots of fighting.
Why don't the Cocky Rangers have their... Why don't they do their mech thing?
Because it wasn't in O-Ranger versus Cocky Ranger?
Why wasn't it in O-Ranger versus Cocky Ranger? I mean, I'm going to watch it, obviously, but I'm just...
Wait, which it?
Why didn't the
Cocky Rangers... I wasn't listening.
Why aren't the Cocky Rangers mecha in here?
Yeah.
Were they dead by this point?
Well,
no, but presumably it has more to do with the fact that this is the first versus movie, and they probably hadn't planned for it ahead of time and weren't keeping a set of usable stunt suits on hand.
That seems logical.
Was there an in-show? Well, I'll just watch it. I'll tell you that.
I don't think there really is.
There's not an explanation.
Well, the intro reason could be anything. The real life explanations were the interesting stories ahead, so.
Right.
Except not so much as
they're like, let's do a versus movie. A what?
What is that? Okay, so.
Did one in the 70s.
So they bust out all the Zords again, and this time with the Warrior Wheel, because that's totally useful.
And on clearance on shelves now.
Yeah, after they blow up the Cog Monster, and then they use Then the two monsters combine, and then somehow they use the Warrior Wheel to spin it round and around and around and around, and apparently that kills it.
They do like an old Sentai, like, throw the ball around thing.
Basically,
well,
yeah.
That was one of Kaku Ranger's finishers, so...
Okay, I see what they did there.
See, what they should have done is adapt Kaku Ranger's motorcycle finisher to the Megazords. Because that would have been awesome.
Or have the Kaku Rangers turn into power tools again.
Yeah, wow. that could work.
That would not have made it into here.
No. I love all these shots of Jason in the Gold Ranger outfit because he looks so uncomfortable in it. Like, he's got to keep his arms out away from the costume because it hurts to put them down.
Probably does.
Yeah.
Giant cuff things on there.
That vest is huge.
Yeah.
He can't put his arms down because it will damage the costume, and then he has to pay for it out of his meager salary.
No, he doesn't get a salary for this. This is punishment for leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. He has to, like, he's actually paying to be on the show. Like, he pays them like $5 a day.
I thought his punishment was
an afterthought to the team.
I thought his punishment was being in the Turbo movie.
Oh, man, yeah.
Because now he's the one with the muscles and the power.
So anyway, on more important plot notes, Bogan Skull passed her tests.
Yay! Right.
But that only because they finished it while there was a monster alert.
Yes!
Yeah.
Not because of, you know, them actually passing the test.
And then they're like, oh, that was
real? That was for real?
And then it just like just a nice face dive into the ice cream. Gotta give the actors credit for that.
Yeah. He's a PhD now. Good job.
PhD.
So
Zeno's
then...
such a mess.
And then finally Billy calls from Aquitar.
This is the best part. Oh, your signal's garbled. Oh. You will not notice that this is not dead yet at all.
They just applied the Hey Mickey filter over the transmission.
I'm calling from my back. I'm sorry.
I realize my mouth isn't moving when I'm talking.
But that never stopped Zordon.
No.
God.
And what's kind of
almost
terrible about it is that then the episode, like the ending credits are all these shots of earlier, and I'm like, oh, but the reason
those shots of David Yost getting angry on the set.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't bloopers. It was just regular show shots.
Yeah.
It was all the other episodes where they showed him getting angry on the set.
Well, that's everybody, right. Though, buddy.
Yes, I remember seeing those, like, you know, catching the end of the episodes and thinking, it felt really uncomfortable when I showed Billy's behind the scenes stuff because he's genuinely upset.
Well, it's, I believe from what David Yost has actually said, that was more, he was getting annoyed with others kind of just goofing off instead of taking the job seriously.
Yeah, but you could see his frustration in the bloopers, and it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seemed like the most reasonable actor of the group as opposed to everybody else, which was sort of like, I'm a gymnast, I'm a bodybuilder. Like, well, I'm an actor. And they're like, what's an actor? What is
well, you know, David Yost started out because he was a talented gymnast, but I think he wanted to become an actor.
Yeah.
And he kind of sort of did, at least more than anyone else in the cast.
Well, the original cast. Well,
yes, this cast.
Yeah, I will give them props, though, for this is a lot more effective write out at zero notice than the power transfer was.
Yeah, like I said.
It's almost like they had this contingency plan in place.
Well, they also had almost four full seasons of old plots that they could mine for outs. So
yeah, how many other gadgets did Billy make that they could have had backfire?
And see, what they should have done is
a lot of the actual plot is not necessarily hinged on that. It's more like it got added alongside it.
Yeah, it's like maybe there was an Aquatar team up episode already planned, and they just kind of.
Well, it would have had to have been anyway, because the licensing for the team up movies and the O-Ranger movie were separate from the show.
Yeah, and the Aquatar Rangers had a presence in Zeo here and there throughout.
Like, right.
They were still a part of the whole thing.
That's why I was saying I didn't think anything of it when they showed up. I didn't think about it eventually being like the team up movie because they were there, you know, all the time.
Saban probably just wanted to get their money's worth out of those fucking head sculpt things.
But see, even the base idea of taking a cast member who's leaving and age them to a different actor really fast to write them out, that could have worked with the power transfer too, just having a spell that Rita did on them.
Yeah, but the thing is, they go through, like, in those first couple minutes, they go through these, like, they're like, oh, wait, he got turned back into, and then he aged himself, and then we can, oh, okay.
It's that they had plenty of stuff to make excuses out of. So
But even without those plot reasons to go back to, the same basic idea would work better than what they did in the power transfer.
Yeah, because they could have
cut
just
footage
had
together.
They could have just had a movie or something.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah, the power transfer is f-ing terrible.
They also had to replace the characters. They didn't necessarily have to with Billy because he wasn't a ranger.
Now, see, the bad thing is this happens like instantaneously from when Billy's there one episode and then not there the next. But the power transfer, they set that up for episodes upon episodes upon episodes, and it was still f-ing terrible.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they had a bunch of episodes where they were on having where they had everything
like
except for the ADR done. Then they had one episode where it was just okay, just the three that you still had, and then you had a bunch of other episodes where okay, use old footage, body doubles from the back, and with the new three.
Well, like they had an entire three-parter just to introduce Rocky, Adam, and Aisha.
Yeah.
With stock,
which
footage.
Was also awful.
It was also awful.
Get the baby!
That
was the longest hill.
But, yeah, and somehow this turned out better, although the reasons for it were far more horrible, which, it's like I almost don't want to pay compliment to it, but, it's weird. It's not weird, it's just... Yeah.
See, this is how you retroactively damage a childhood.
Yeah, it makes me feel icky. That's the best way to put it, I think. It's like, I want to sit here and enjoy this, but then I know the reasons for it, and I really can't.
So, how are you going to feel with next week's episode?
What is next week's episode?
The Power of Pink.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's a bit of a different case because it was.
End on a slightly happier tone, though, by comparison.
I think I'm out applies to the original replacement Pink Ranger.
Oh, Cassie. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Well.
And they had to like scrap. They had like the next episode like almost done, and then they had to scrap it entirely.
Yeah. And that's never been seen, right?
Right.
Or at least had all the principal filming done. Probably never got completed into a edited form because, as we all know,
the editing was done right up to the moment it aired.
Because the Lost Galaxy's production was such a f***ing nightmare.
Yeah.
Well, probably not initially, but once it started funky winkerbeening.
That f*** you, I'm out is not nearly as bad.
I hate myself for understanding that.
It's not nearly as bad. That's
just like everyone in Funky Winkerbean.
That's just like, you know, politics and stuff. It's not like people being horrible, terrible human beings.
At least that's what we think so far. Has she ever given an interview?
Huh?
Do we know that's the actual reason she left, or is there
Which
another...
She?
I thought it was contract disputes.
Yeah, it's contract.
Yeah, it was contract disputes specifically. I believe that Gatsby's actress would have been pretty much paid as a more than an extra, but not as a but not the same, but quite a bit less than the rest of the main cast.
Right.
Was being paid per episode.
Well, that doesn't sound fair at all.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
But we can talk more about that next week.
Yeah.
But then it would be on topic. We can't have that.
That's the point.
Wow.
Mm. Look, we spent almost 4% of this episode on topic this week. I think we can do at least that much next time.
No, we can't.
No, probably not.
No promises.
There's no telling what kind of Minecraft we'll have to talk about next week.
You have lofty goals, XV.
Like,
We went through this entire episode without even talking about the new Pokemon news.
There's new Pokemon news?
And you know the terrible thing is? I bought Pokemon Black 2 yesterday.
That is terrible. Why don't you buy the first one?
Well, because...
Don't answer. I don't care.
Because I don't have time or patience to backtrack on Pokemon games. Just get what's current.
What's the Pokemon news?
The new Mewtwo form.
Forms. Yes.
Mewtwo has been given a mutation.
Wait. Forms? Ooh. Plural?
Yes.
I only saw one.
Ooh. Interesting.
Link.
Don't elaborate or anything for it, Max.
Yeah.
Just let it hang.
He's finding a link.
And of course, I want to see Kyoryuger's ratings this week in Wizards because it was announced
versus Mewtwo.
it was announced during Superhero Time. So, right.
I'm looking for.
I thought they stopped doing that though.
No.
At least the original source is gone.
They stopped doing what?
Confirming the ratings for Kyoryuger and Wizard.
I would still love to know for this week because I imagine it can't have been pretty.
No, probably not.
All the
anticipation.
Say it.
Tim Curry?
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
No, but really, are we getting a link for this or what?
Just go to Cerebi.
Who?
Oh, for f***ing sake.
No. Hold on.
If it's Pokemon news, it will be there.
Oh.
This probably ties in with the new movie, which does focus partway on Mewtwo, so timing seems about right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fantastic if actually Mewtwo evolved into this Mew 3, which then evolved into Mew.
Oh, f***ing hell. Cyclical.
Mmm.
Now this is Mew 2.1.
He doesn't have a name yet, so nobody really quite knows what to call him.
I've heard a rumor that it's called Eclair Form, whatever that means.
Eclair Form.
Which sounds delicious.
He does kind of favor a pastry.
I prefer a Long John.
There's an intro quote.
God. You know, I've never.
He's actually the protagonist for Pokemon X and Y.
I've never fancied grass types for starters, but that actually looks kind of cool.
What, Chespin?
Yeah.
I don't really care for any of the starters.
I usually go for fire or water, but I could do that for grass. Although it just depends on whatever the first gym is.
Yeah.
That's, you know. Actually, I kind of like.
Why does it matter?
Yeah, that's I kind of like that about Black and White, that it didn't really matter.
Yeah, it was the same with when I went through Black 2. I was like, I didn't even check what the first gym's types are. Oh, they're normal. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, I kind of like that.
So yeah, that one's just going to f*** with you.
Yeah.
I'm hearing rumors going to be new types in the next game, too.
Don't they have that every generation?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have them for Black and White.
Hmm. Everyone still wants them to introduce the light type for some reason.
I've heard sound is going to be a type.
Ooh. What type is this Eevee? I didn't say it's a...
That's assuming that's going to be a new type.
Oh, that's what they're saying.
Because it's an Eevee.
it's a wind type. That's what it is. No, I guess
it's a pretty type.
There's a flying type, but there isn't a wind type. Wind would be.
No,
there's a bird type in the original demos.
Well, that's what became flying type.
Right.
Well, actually, the bird type did make it into the final game.
Method of evolution is said to be a secret, but not for long. Yeah, I can't go for unless the frog's final evolution is really badass. But I don't see that happening either.
I've always preferred fire for starters.
Yeah, I usually do. Kind of well, because some it depends on the. It just seems like there's never. It's hard to get like a really powerful fire type. So if you just start with one,
yeah, you don't encounter fire much later in the game. Like always.
Yeah, so it's like it always seems like you're always gonna. Usually, you're gonna end. It's really easy to get a grass type, and usually, it's not too bad to get a water type.
Yeah, well, it's good.
Possibly find a water type.
I mean, if worse comes to worse, you just raise a Magikarp.
Yeah, you know.
Not being able to find a water type is like not being able to find a bat.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
Or
it's like,
Geodude.
Yeah, I mean, water types are easy, you know, grass types are easy, but fire types usually don't get
to fire type, oh, you have to wait till Cinnabar Island.
Yeah, or whatever.
You know what really f*** things up? If we had 6 starters instead of, like, you know, 3.
Oh shit!
Something yeah, different. That would be something different. You can't do that. No.
A dark type starter.
Oh shit!
Yeah, dark psychic fighting triangle. Well,
God, I hear that every other year too.
Wasn't there?
Because it's a good idea.
Well, there's
that's
some,
why it will never happen.
Didn't they do that with second evolution though? I guess because the wasn't the fire pig like a isn't its evolution a fighting and fire type?
Yes.
Well, so was Torchic back in Ruby, right?
And Chimchar in Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah.
So.
Rhino, had the grass starter evolve into a fire form and the fire form evolve into a water form?
Oh, that would really...
Something completely balls out crazy.
That would everybody so hard.
Yeah.
It's like, press
Nintendo.
B, press B, press
That's
B! Kind
of what they do.
Don't evolve!
Never evolve!
And you don't find the Everstone until the point where your Pokemon's likely to have already evolved to its final stage.
Yeah. Totally. Well, that's amazing.
Too bad they never released a physical copy of the game to buy. Since apparently Nintendo doesn't do that anymore.
You still have trouble? What, are you looking for anything in particular?
Specifically, Luigi's Mansion is sold out of every store in the nation.
Oh, I haven't looked. Mind you,
it has been for a couple weeks now.
I don't have a 3DS yet, but apparently I need to get one because nothing.
Well, just take some cruise off Walmart, Target, GameStop, Toys R Us, see if it's in stock, and you'll find universally it is not.
Huh. Yeah, apparently the old.
But you can buy it on the shop.
Well, it's very well. Apparently they. Well, who would have thought that Luigi's Mansion would have sold so well?
I sure wouldn't.
Well, here's the question, though.
Exactly, it's Luigi's Mansion. Why would you think it would sell out?
Because it is a AAA title that has pushed pretty heavily.
Yeah, it's amped Luigi's it up. Mansion.
Right.
Yeah, but it's of one of their mainstay characters.
Yeah.
Now, here's
even if it is just a
I'm talking
of the first
about
quarter.
Do the stores that order them? Do they would they have thought Luigi's Mansion would have been in that high demand?
Okay. Well, yeah. Here's what I saw when the first couple of days it came out. Stores usually had 2 or 3 rows, about 10 copies deep of them. So they didn't order just like 1 or 2 copies. They ordered a bunch.
Hmm.
So the question is, did Nintendo underproduce cartridges? Are they having trouble producing cartridges? Or are they purposely shorting to try and push eShop sales?
Yeah.
Mmm.
And I kind of know which one I'm betting on.
Yeah, they probably couldn't make enough cartridges.
Shut up. No, you're not allowed to speak anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
That you're not allowed to speak anymore?
No, Yeah. Speaking of which, though, I probably ought to go because I gotta get my wife will be here tomorrow. Yay!
So you gotta put the house back together
for the first time.
No, everything's done. I just need to change the sheets, really.
That sounds terrible.
Why?
Because it came from you.
That she left.
That's changed.
A full of Dorito crumbs in there.
No, and sour cream.
Mixture of feces.
I've changed them at least once or twice.
Since she left four months ago.
Since she left. It wasn't that long ago.
No?
She left the 1st of February.
Oh.
2 months.
So it's only been 2 months. So
wasn't she gone longer the last time?
I've changed the sheets at least twice since she's
Wasn't she gone longer the last time?
It felt longer, yeah. I don't know that it actually was.
That's what she said, too.
Yeah, I get that a lot. It felt longer. Which I guess is better than the opposite, which is like, oh, it looked longer.
Well, they say that, but they're understanding the time of how long it took. Man, it felt so much longer.
Mm.
It's like it just never ended.
But did it give you the worst case of indigestion you ever had?
Wow. Oh, that's why you need to eat more pineapple.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Woo! Pineapple. Yes.
The best tofu podcast about semen flavors.
Oh, God. Don't eat asparagus, whatever you do.
スーパーヒーロータイム次回もシャバドビー
止めてみろ。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.